Today is Sunday, the 28th of April, 2024. We are thankful that you joined us this morning. Our prayer team is Minister Gatewood and Sarah, and at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Sarah.
Good morning, everyone. Our scripture this morning for the Minute with the Master is from the book of Romans, the 8th chapter and the 37th verse, and it's from the New Living Translation. And it reads, "No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us." It's not a secret that life can get hectic and even crazy at times. And there can be days when you're just wanting to scream because things are not going your way or you're stressed out about something that's going on. In times like these, this verse is always great to remember. Despite all the things that are going on, despite the things that are going wrong, and despite all the stress you might be feeling, you still can experience overwhelming victory through Christ. That's good news. This verse tells us that we can experience victory regardless of what we see and what might be going on around us. So in times when you're feeling overwhelmed and unsure of where to turn, take comfort in the fact that you've got an overwhelming victory in Jesus. Our prayer requests, petitions for the day are as follow. For Liza, we pray for her continued strength in her battle for good health, and we pray for the Lord to give her victory. For Louis, we lift him to be infused with spiritual wisdom, a deeper knowledge of God, and evidence of the new birth. For Yvonne Clay of New Jersey, her mother passed away. We pray for the Lord to hold the family close and keep them on one accord as they deal with her loss. Those who are preaching today, we pray God makes their message powerful, thought-provoking, and life-changing. For those given a second chance at freedom, we thank God for His grace. We pray they develop a deep love for God in their hearts and the desire to serve Him wholeheartedly. For those with upcoming court cases, we request God's wisdom on how to proceed and discernment as they prepare for their upcoming court date. We also request God to grant victory. For young wives, we petition God to help them evolve into godly mothers and wives, to awaken their spirits within them, and to show them how to create homes of unity and love. For senior adults, we pray for your balance to improve and for God to keep you safe and protect you from falls. For everyone on the call this morning, we pray for God's wisdom to surround you, for His mercy to cover you, for His angels to protect you, and for His hand to provide for you. We continue to lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing. We keep the Prince Ministries, intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers lifted before the Lord for protection and spiritual power from on high. We pray for racial disparity and criminal justice reform. We ask God to endow our President of the United States with wisdom and compassion to govern all people. We pray for the end of Russian hostility and the withdrawal of their troops from Ukraine. We ask God to protect, comfort, and strengthen families, children, and civilians in Ukraine, Israel, Gaza, and all war-torn regions, and we pray they find healing and hope in the midst of the devastation. We pray for our little ones and senior citizens to be protected, deliverance for teenagers and adults struggling with their identity, and security for domestic abuse victims. We further pray for our neighborhoods to be kept safe, our school children to be kept secure, and for our school leadership to be guided by the hand of God as they educate our children. everyone have a blessed Sunday. Thank you.
Father God in heaven, our most great Lord and wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ. Father God, we come today as one body to say thank you.
Thank you.
Father God, you watched over us all night long. You kept us safe from unseen and seen danger. You didn't allow a thief to break in, nor did you allow a fire to break out. And by the early this morning, great God Almighty, God, you touched us. You allowed us to open our eyes and to see a new day. And God, I come today to say thank you. Many didn't make it. Believers, we made it to see a new day. This day will never come again. The day may come, the month may come, but this year will never come again. God is good. Despite of you, despite of me, God is still good. He says, how he looks down low, God is good. He let it rain on the just to get to the unjust. God is good. And God, I come today to say thank you for your tender hand of mercy, God, that you lay upon us. When you tell us to do this and we do that, God, I come today just to say thank you for another chance of life. Thank you. Gave us another chance. Not a second chance, another chance. That second chance been gone a long time ago. This is another chance of life that God has given us. Keep on doing great things, making ways, open doors. God is good. Don't take nothing for your journey. You keep going. Rise up, get up, and you keep going. The best is yet to come. I tell you keep going. And may you give him a dog so tired. May you weary. The storm may arise in your life. I come to tell you to encourage you. You keep going. You shake yourself loose. You get up. Keep going. This race is not given to the swift or the strong. It's given to the one that endured to the end. You keep going. You get up. When the weight of the world is on your shoulder, you shake yourself loose. And you get up. Satan desires to kill us. But God say we shall live and not die. You get up. Don't worry about anything. You pray about everything. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Either big or small, you tell God about it. He can handle it. He can take the weight off your shoulders. He can wipe away the tears. He can mend your broken heart. He can do it. He can take the hurt out of the hurt. He can wipe away the tears. He can take that from your memory. I come to tell you, God can do it. Lean on him. Depend on him. Cast your cares upon him, for he cares. Give it to him. It ain't going to always be dark. The sun is going to shine. Their ears are brighter than their head. Give it to God. And God, I come today to say thank you. God is good. Despite of what it may look like, how ugly it may get, God is still good. He's amazing, he's great, and he's worthy to be praised. God is good. And God, I pray for every prayer request that was submitted, those who have not yet submitted a prayer request. God knows the heart of his peoples. I pray for the bereavement family all over this world. keep your hand in God's hand. He can help. He's the helper. Keep your hands in God's hand. He's the help. And he's the helper. He'll be a mother for the motherless. He'll be a father for the fatherless. He'll be a friend to the idiot. Keep your hands in God's hands. And God, I pray for everyone on this call today. Keep your head up, square your shoulders. Stay on God's side. Love everybody and love yourself. Pray. Pray every day. Pray as our strength. Pray every day. Pray, pray, pray. And God, I thank you. I thank you for Sunday morning. Allowing us to join together with the other believers and call on your name. God is good. Lifting up your name on high. God is good. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let's all exalt his name together. Make him big, lift him up. God is amazing. He's great. And he's greatly to be praised all the days of our lives. God is good. And God, I continue to pray for this blessed ministry. Father God, you have been good to us. Father God, you have been good to us. You allow us to join together every day. Father God, you have been good to us. And God, I accept I will continue, oh God, to use us. Continue, oh God, to shape us. Continue, oh God, to mold us. And then, God, take us higher. Take us higher than you, oh God. We're never going to look for glory under no praises, Father God, because it all belongs to you. And it's in Jesus' name today, his precious, powerful name today, his all-knowing, all-seeing name today, I do pray. Amen. And amen today, I do pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank God. And thank you, Minister Gatewood. We pray everything you put your hands to today will prosper and succeed. We will meet tomorrow, same time, same place. This ends our time together on this Sunday morning. Goodbye.